We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys wrestling as the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament coming up this weekend with reports on KSOM and KS.5. One of the teams competing there is Griswold. And joining us now is Bob Amos, head coach for the Griswold Tigers wrestling team. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your wrestlers coming into this huge tournament?
Well, I believe us going to Atlantic a couple weekends ago kind of gave us an idea where we're going to be at for the John Harris tournament. We've been stressing to the boys this year about, you know, we got a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that taken hiatus from wrestling for a while and just kind of got to go in with the mentality to be bracket wreckers, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, kind of underdogs, maybe under seeds, and just try to go out there and compete. What have you seen from some of these young wrestlers who've come back to the sport for you?
We got competitors. You know, I know, and I've stressed to the boys since day one, wrestling's an emotional sport. You know, I know when they lose, they get pretty upset. But, you know, you gotta go through the trials and tribulations of wrestling to get to that point where you're getting your hand raised more often. But, you know, I see a lot of competitiveness in our boys, and I really like that. So I think as long as we go out there and wrestle smart, I think we can compete with anybody. We just got to wrestle that smart mentality, too. So,
well, your one guy who's dominating is at heavyweight, and that's R.J. Deshawn, who's 30-8. So far, he won your own tournament here recently. Yep. What has worked for him so far this season?
Well, I'm gonna throw out one correction. He's technically 38-6. We had a mess up on track, so he does have two less losses than what it's showing. But what he's been doing is, you know, he wrestles a little, and I kind of got on him a little bit. In order to go to that next level, we got to wrestle smart. You know, sometimes you get into some iffy situations and maybe get a little sloppy wrestling. But right now we'll work on crisping that up and being in good position. So then that way we can go to that next level. So just trying to hone in on some skills with him. So
what do you make of the heavyweight competition at the Harris tournament this weekend?
Oh, it's going to be tough. I'm not sure where we're going to be seated yet. I'm hoping for a top five seed. And I think we've gotten some wins over some pretty good competition with the Colorinda kid and a couple times pinning the Shenandoah kid. I think I'm hoping that we're on the podium, and in any placements, you know, anywhere in the top four is kind of what I'm hoping for, but I don't want to put pressure on anybody. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, and what has been in his mentality that has made him such a tough kid on the mat?
Well, I think, you know, he is a junior. He's really growing as a leader. He's really pushing the guys to try to be a leader in the room. And I think that's driven him to the success that he's having, is he wants to push the other kids to get better. So I really noticed that this year out of him.
And then you look at some of your other kids, like Wyatt Peterson is a senior. He's been, you know, solid at times. I'm sure you're probably looking for even more. What have you seen from Wyatt right now?
Well, we're growing. You know, he's one of the kids that took a little bit of a break and then come back his senior year. And I would have had him for, you know, at least 2 years before this. We could be a lot further along in our progress with him. But he definitely goes out there. He tries. You know, he doesn't give up. I'm just hoping that we can get him out there and get some success this weekend as well out of him. So,
and who are some of the other kids that you feel like have been improved throughout this year?
We got our two other seniors. We got Holden Jensen, and then we have Ethan Baxter. They've progressed since last year. They may not realize it, but I've noticed a big difference in their wrestling styles and their, you know, their mentality and everything. I'm hoping for good things out of those guys. And then we got a junior, Nolan Smith, who we need to get over some little bumps in the road, and I think he'll be a competitor as well. We have a sophomore, our 157-pounder, Hudson Perkins. We've noticed over the last few weeks, he's really improved his wrestling game. So I'm hoping here in the next couple of years we'll be talking about him a little bit more too. So
what is we're starting to get now into crunch time here to gear up for districts, which are not that far away. What is your goal for your kids here over these next several weeks to get them ready for that?
We just got to stop making some silly mistakes that we make on the mat. And I've told the boys, when we get to districts, I don't care what anybody's record is. Anybody can beat anybody. I keep stressing to the boys, we're going to hone in on some skills. We get to district time. As far as I'm concerned, it's a 0-0 match. Let's take it to them. So.
Very good. Well, hopefully some good tune-up action this weekend to prepare you for that at the Harris Invitational. We'll be following your Griswold Tiger wrestlers throughout the tournament, along with all of our older local area wrestlers. We'll have updates Friday night on both KSOM and KS95, and we'll have live coverage throughout the day on Saturday as well. Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you in Corning. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Bob Amos, head coach for Griswold Boys Wrestling here on KSOM.